about Cyrus Avery, he was instrumental with others in forming the Grand River Dam Authority in 1907.
True. It eventually faded along with two or three other attempts by various entities, but he was one of the first. Avery was an entrepreneur of the first water, and he saw this as a great opportunity.
And we can point out the father of Route 66.
Yes.
And as I understand it, Route 66 comes through Tulsa because he was instrumental in making sure it went through Tulsa.
That's my understanding.
So Henry Holderman, in 1911, had a plan along with his wife, Maud, and E.L. Stegall, a banker from Strang, incorporated the Grand River Power and Electric Company with capital stock of $5 million, but the group did not obtain the necessary financing to proceed. And this led to many, many financial plans, which I think you've already alluded to.
They tried all sorts of plans. There was even an effort to build a canal across the two inlets on Monkey Island and develop something there that would create a mill. There were all kinds of schemes in this area.
And then, this is about the time the stock market crashes, October 29th, 1929. So you've got all that as a background. Tough to get somebody to make a venture in an investment.
That's right.
There was a point here that the United States Army Corps of Engineers conducted this study for the development of the Grand River area and included that such a project was not economically justified.
Well, it was a time when their main interest was flood control, not hydraulic dams of one form or another. So until Roosevelt became president and eventually the TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority, was developed, there was really no federal effort to develop hydroelectric dams.
The naming of the dam was Pensacola, and why was that?
Well, Joe Martin had a 100,000-acre ranch. His home base was at Cabin Creek. And he named it Pensacola because the family had come from Georgia originally and apparently had done business in Pensacola, Florida. There's really kind of a hazy question about exactly why the wording Pensacola, but he had named his ranch Pensacola.
So that's why the town became that.
Yes, eventually the town became that. Actually, Pensacola was relocated four times, first at Cabin Creek. Then Richard, his son, later built a house, which, by the way, is still standing west of current Pensacola. And he had a trading post, if you will, on the military road there, and they started a Pensacola post office. And then further north, after Richard shot his wife for infidelity and then shot himself, they moved the post office further north to a little community. And then when Pensacola was organized, where the town is located now, the fellow that organized the town or developed the town convinced the merchant who had the post office at the little church community to move his business and the post office, which is what the guy really wanted, to the current Pensacola. So it has four sites, if you will, finally.
But then naming the dam Pensacola came about.
Because the Corps of Engineers' common practice was to take a geographical point, name of a town, and use that as a point of reference, if you will.
The towns of Langley and Disney did not exist at that
time.
No,
they came along afterwards.